Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Live from Blossoms HQ. Joe is trying to sing again.
Hi, guys.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are we doing?
All right, it's the evening though, not the morning / afternoon, so I'm a bit more like tired than usual when we're doing this kind of thing. But it's
I thought you're normally awake at nights and tired in the morning.
I'm just always strange, really strange. How are you?
I'll close it easier, guys.
I know. Yeah, hi guys.
You've got a little message on you.
It doesn't matter. No. We should probably explain where we are. We're at the recording studio. We in Liverpool, Kempston
Street Studios.
As you can see, it's a nice live room we've got here. We've got some
the new Park Street.
Yeah.
The new Par Street.
It's boss, yeah.
Just doing some recording,
aren't we? Tune, which may be our next single.
Tom's just made tea and toast. So
it was,
nice.
It was good, I want it.
Miles, grab the... Oh, it's
gonna... I'll grab a piece of toast.
Tea and toast.
I want the plate, though. Oh. I want to show the plate. Why? Doesn't matter.
Oh. Rest assured, it's very nice.
Oh, there's one piece of toast left now, though.
I've had like four pieces.
I simply can't. I've had too many.
I'll do it.
Yeah, just over here, doing some tunes and that. Just had a bit of a teen toast break. Go out for some food in a bit, won't we? Where do you reckon we'll go? What's everyone, what cuisine are we fancying today?
There's a nice toasted bread restaurant somewhere.
Yeah. You know what, honestly, I was thinking this. Do you reckon if a... You know like the teen toast on at Glasto?
I was just going to mention, that's like my favourite stand.
You always go there, don't you?
Do you reckon if it was a teen toast place?
Is it
like,
quite literally teen toast?
In town, opening at like 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mean to go into after the club.
We should do it.
Thing is, though, you can just go over.
I'm saying it like I'm. That's a shout, to be fair, Miles.
What would you call it?
Teen toast.
Cigs and booze.
The Manchester City. I thought it was all right, then. You're not giving me credit there. Credit where credit's due. Yeah.
Any have we got any like studio stories or anything that's in the space? Anything that's ever happened before that we want to talk about?
In the space.
In the space, yeah.
Well, probably not in here because we've only recorded one song in here, haven't we?
Mm. What song was that, Tom?
To-do list, in brackets after the breakup.
Yep.
But nice. Par Street, we recorded a whole bunch of...
Four records, in fact.
Records.
Yep.
Fond memories of the studio. I like the studio.
Good times.
Mm. The creative space.
I love it.
The way we've done this album is really fun for me.
On one tune.
Yeah, no, but we've done two.
Actually, three.
I think we've done two.
We've actually recorded three.
Yeah.
We've recorded
three. The process. Okay.
What we've done so far.
Yeah, we've recorded live a lot more together. Like the tune we did today was all of us playing together.
We did about 4 to 5 takes and it was...
I was in the other room just for ease.
You were, but it was good, it was good vibe, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean?
For smell. For smell. You say for smell.
Yeah. Because you were saying today.
Oh, no, I spilled egg on my shirt this morning and then my deodorant didn't quite work. So
have you changed your shirt? Is it still...
No, it's...
Can we show?
Egg on Targaryen, innit?
Egg banjo.
What do we call it?
Targaryen? Why do you keep saying that?
It's
Aegon Targaryen.
There's a character in it called Aegon. But I'm saying Aegon.
Hairgon.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which...
What would you do? What would you do?
I'd
do it for you.
What
would you do?
It's enough
for this
Mike Weeks.
What would you do?
I'd
to Kellogg. Okay, guys. So, I just had a quick look before, and this is kind of linked into what you've just said then.
What? Hair gone.
And we'll do this one, and then we'll do a longer one.
Go on then.
You got it.
So.
Would you prefer?
You're offered a pill that will increase your intelligence by 50%. But as a result, you'll lose your hair permanently.
Already on the way. Don't mind.
All hair.
Got to be 50%.
All hair everywhere.
Ooh, that's interesting.
All hair everywhere.
So, oh, no, I know. I need facial hair, man.
You lose hair everywhere.
Yeah, so you're offered a pill that would increase your intelligence by 50%, so you're half as smart. Bearing in mind, you could use that skill to...
No, it would increase it.
No, it would increase, so I'm happy with my intelligence as it is, thanks.
No, but say, for example, it would increase your brain power. So, like, say Renee now, we're half as good.
My hair all day. I agree with Joe. I'm happy with where my intelligence is.
Well, your strength comes from your hair, I think.
Right.
Honestly. But we're saying that as a very, like, strong hair band. Do you know what I mean? In terms of, like...
So I thought it would be interesting.
Like, I wouldn't mind my hair taking the course it's already on.
Yeah.
But like, it'd be the facial hair.
No, I agree.
I don't want to lose this.
I agree. Like, if I had to buzz the top of my hair...
I'd be fine with that.
I'm fine with that, because I've got the beard.
But imagine losing the beard as well.
Imagine losing the beard and the brows.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Eyebrows.
And, you know what? Even that. A little bit of chest hair.
Chest, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, so, I could do the back getting shaved, so...
Yeah, can I only lose the back hair?
I'd probably turn into a normal person, but wouldn't quite look who I am, because I'm not that intelligent anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Like a naked mole rat.
You're intelligent
in a very normal way.
No, you are. Yeah,
thank you.
Put yourself down.
Oh, he's more not compliments. Putting, he knows what he's fucking doing. Do you know what I mean?
I'm always being a dick. So, collectively...
Intelligence can't be measured off one thing, can it, Miles?
That's true. You wouldn't judge the intelligence of a goldfish for climbing a tree. You would think Albert Einstein said that, or that's just a shitty Facebook thing. But
possibly. Sounds like a forwarded WhatsApp, that.
Add a blunt for Nate.
We're all keeping our hair and being half as thick then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
When you say half as thick, so it decleat...
No, it doesn't.
You just stay the same.
You just stay the same, yeah.
Do you know what, though?
He's just saying you
keep your hair...
Thick hair, thick mind. No hair.
Keep your hair, but then you're half as intelligent.
Ooh, I don't know. Ooh,
right, so yeah, it's a curveball, this one.
Important, but hair shouldn't define you, really, should it?
No, of course it shouldn't. But obviously, being in a band, you know, it's the stereotype of a longer hair
is,
or something.
We're all males.
Well, fuck it, just male hair,
pattern
baldness
is a thing.
Oh, yeah,
I think statistically,
right.
One of us is going to go bald. Do you know what I mean? So it's fucking... You're laughing.
Tom's
laughing because he's like, it's fucking not me. But one of us will...
What are you hiding under that fringe?
It's going
to
be fucking more...
To see what's under this fucking
it's going to be fucking more than one of us. Do you know what I mean? It's going to happen. It's tight, that.
It's not that one, is it?
There's actually nothing wrong with it. It's just a funny thought experiment.
Do you know, I think like Josh said, there's nothing wrong with that. It's fucking...
I'd be gutted.
It's the fact it's everything.
I'd be gutted to lose
the beard.
I've always had...
You've got a fucking strong tash, man.
It's a dense moustache.
Yeah, I've lived through 3 decades and I've still got me thatch. I'm quite honoured.
You're only 40 odd, aren't you?
Cheers.
It's Josh's joke, then, isn't it? Not yours.
I think we're all doing pretty well on that front.
Yeah, at least we're still going.
Still going somehow.
Come back in 10 years and we'll see.
What's the next one?
You will be trapped in the form of an animal for the rest of your life. What animal do you choose and why?
We should just gonna say, do you think like
one
pick
each
for each other or your own?
No, you end up saying if you pick for each other, you're gonna be like, oh, you remind me of this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it needs to be a bit more tactical. It's like
if you were trapped in an animal's body, which one would it be and why?
You will be trapped in the form of an animal for the rest of your life.
Still with my brain and everything like that.
Obviously, yeah. You're still humanly.
But you're gonna have the tendencies of that animal. Yeah, like, say, for example, you turn into a Labrador, you're gonna be hungry all the time.
That's me anyway.
I'd want to be a sheep up kinder.
Go on.
I love kinder, I love hiking.
And you like
the sheep.
You like woolly things as well.
Yeah, well, the sheep up there, do you know what I mean? When you go on a hike, they're like scaling like cliffs and that. Like they're basically rock
Cliff
climbing.
Richard.
Do you know what I mean? So it's either that or a mountain goat, do you know what I mean? I think I prefer a mountain goat because they look cooler.
Mm.
Got a bit of a vibe, mountain goats, aren't they? They eat grass and they shit loads of grass around them, so they never go hungry. And they just seem to live a chill life. I don't mind it when it's like when it's rainy and windy. So, do you know what I mean? I think I'm going to go for a mountain goat.
The outdoors.
And
think
also,
of that.
They're quite cute, aren't they, mountain goats? Like, no one sees a mountain goat and goes, kill it.
Flying would be nice, wouldn't it? So
a bird.
But it depends what kind of bird.
I was thinking, I was like, but I guess get scared of hundreds.
Do you reckon it's effort, flying?
But I'm scared of heights, so it might scare me.
What, as a bird?
Do you reckon it's like running?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Is
it like fucking? I mean,
well, they're very, very light though. Birds with hollow bones.
If you stop running, you're not going to die, though, are you? That's what I think.
Well, they can just glide, can't they?
Yeah. So it'll be
coasting.
Like being on a skateboard.
Coasting.
So
neutral. I don't know. It was my initial thought, but I don't know.
Neutral got me then. Sorry.
Animals.
Eco mode.
Yeah,
putting the wings into neutral.
But we'll come back to Tom. Charlie, have you? I'd much
Bird of Prey.
You like your
like
birds.
Spartacus?
Yeah.
And so right, you got binoculars
like top
for
a chain in that field, aren't they?
Right. So that's what hunt. So that's what you want to be.
Yeah. Have we spoken about Spartacus
as well?
Have we spoken about Spartacus before? We haven't you?
Well, yeah, we have.
Just,
no, no.
Let's renew, just, renew yeah. for the new listeners. I can't speak again.
My dad had a. He's quite fond of birds of prey, and he had a Harris hawk many years ago.
Tommy Harrison hawk,
and he had an aviary in the garden in which he kept it, and.
Spartacus yeah. was his
Spartacus
name.
Spartacus was his name after the film.
Nice.
Did he have a little hood? A little leather hood?
Excuse you.
Did he know that was coming then?
He had a little, he had a lot of paraphernalia.
Accessories.
Yeah. Glove, gauntlet, Jesse's hood. Yeah.
It's quite Raven that, isn't it?
You're seen.
But they can live to like 30, I think. So it could be
still.
This
thing, mate, our turtle life could live for a long time.
Do you mean the turtles? Oh no, a big the ocean.
I like turtles.
The ones that live.
I wouldn't want to live in the ocean.
Why?
I just think we don't really care for the ocean enough. You know what I mean?
No. I don't think we care for anything really.
I know, but I mean, like the ocean, like we're actively putting load of pollution.
Care for each
stuff,
other.
Do you know what I mean?
I would probably be like some form of domesticated animal, like a dog or a cat or something, just because I'm being looked after by a human. Now, what human would that be?
I was going to say, can you pick your human?
I'd probably choose Emily.
But no, don't you see?
And then she knows what's going on.
This is a different question now, then.
And I'd be friends with my dog.
Because if you can pick what looks after you, I'd change my answer as well. Because I'd just be Pep, my dog Pep, not Pep Guardiola, my dog Pep. Because I'd be like, I take him on boss hikes all the time. I take him on a massive walk every morning. He's got a dressing gown. Do you know what I mean?
Right. In that case, then I don't think you can.
You're allowed to pick who looks after you. I mean, that's part of being like. Because everyone would just pick a dog or a cat, wouldn't they, and say, I'd look after it and look after it dead well.
Cats do their own thing, don't they?
Cats do their own thing.
I probably would be a cat then. I'd be a stray cat.
I think I'd be more of a cat than a dog.
Stray cat for me.
Do you reckon? Personally,
yeah.
I don't...
On the streets of Greece.
No.
Mm.
I don't see you as more... I see you as more dog than cat.
Do you?
Yeah.
I see you as more of a dog.
But they're like quite sociable, aren't they, dogs?
Well, some dogs are, some dogs aren't. Mm. Like Pep's not, is he? Some
Josh, have you had any thought into what you'd be?
I don't know. I just keep seeing me as a sloth somehow.
it's just chill life.
Yeah.
I love that video of the guy picking up the sloth.
That's what I was going to reference.
Yeah, it's like his arms are out wide, legs.
Or the one where he's on a speedboat and it's like, bro, he's having the like best day of his life.
It's mad how they actually move at like. It's like they've been filmed at a really high frame rate and slowed down.
Even though they blink a lot, aren't they? Yeah.
Did you? I don't know. Just
chill though.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't actually like that. I'm sure it'd be really frustrating. So. I was thinking about an owl as well. Remember that guy who could turn his head all the way the other way?
That's genius.
That'd be pretty cool to do.
We had a picture of him into
the
podcast.
I know which one he is. Whoosh, yeah. There we go. Whoosh.
Sound effects, Miles. Yeah.
And you know, I'm going to be that lazy. I'm not going to fade it in because I can't be arsed. He's just going to pop up.
Looking backwards, isn't
he?
Right, so we just need Tom then.
I enjoyed that. Yeah, Tom. What are you saying?
But Chaz has got the top of the chamber.
I think I'm a tortoise or turtle. Big giant sea turtle. You're quite turtly.
I'll be the one that lives for a while.
Right.
Will I want that though when I'm old? I might just want to fucking get out of there. Do you know what I mean? It might become
everyone's
a curse.
Everyone's going to be like fucking Tom's chair.
Tom's there. No, no, I mean, fucking.
No,
you don't know how you're going to feel when you're like, touch wood, if you live to say 90 or something.
You're not going to have the same life as a 90-year-old human though. You're going to be on a beach going slow as fuck.
You're
going
to be a 9-year-old turtle, aren't you? Like, it's going to be the
just
normal.
Just like eating like
all your mates will be the same age as you, so it'll be sound. Do you reckon turtles have mates?
Yeah.
I'll be a turtle. How long I live is undisclosed.
TBC.
We don't know.
So. TBD.
There you go.
There you go, Miles. So yeah, I was a mountain goat. You were a dog.
Stray cat, wasn't it?
Only stray cat. Turtle.
Wait, you said mountain goat. You said you were a sheep.
No, I changed it.
All right.
I said mountain goat because I love them getting about.
Just had a vision, like a headline in years to come. Tommy the Turtle finally josses it.
500 years old, that, for fuck's sake.
Started to say joss on the paper.
Jesus. The most anxious part of the podcast is about to begin. Please take your seats.
Was it Wolf of Wall Street, Josh?
Yeah, buckle up. This is going to be exciting. So. Fuck you. Again, really, it's not an interesting review at all.
When did you watch this?
Last night. Right. Tried to anyway.
Long film.
Come on.
Yeah.
Were you into it?
Yeah, I'll go through my notes and we'll maybe laugh and then we'll move on to another segment. I'm pretty sure I could see the camera in the cocktail shaker. In the reflection of.
Okay.
There's a sign that said Taekwondo, and that reminds me that Tommy messaged me the other day saying, no shout-outs on the podcast this season. Everything okay between us?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, obviously, he was joshing.
That's sweet.
But, so, I actually have quite a lot of Tommy references to speak about on this one, but so there's his first one. Then started nodding off a bit.
Wait there, why the fuck did Taekwondo remind you of Tommy?
Because he was a black belt in Taekwondo.
Oh, okay.
All right. Nice.
And his mum was a instructor. Says Barbie, I assume, because
Margot Robbie.
Robbie. Then
she's ugly, isn't she, Margot Robbie?
Then I fell asleep upright in bed because I was watching it in bed. I've had a really long weekend, basically, doing errands, getting shit sorted. We've got a busy week here. Then we're going to America. Just running around, getting everything sorted, getting the house sorted. So I woke up and I saw a scene that I've definitely seen before. So I was like, I've seen this before. And but what I will say is I did like the similarities from the last
Goodfellas.
Yeah. It's almost the same movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Well, it's like rags to riches with fast moving.
Yeah. And the narration.
Shots, narration. Yeah.
He ends up living a really mundane life at the end of it and all this kind of stuff.
Also, true story again.
And
the
true story thing, which is cool.
Nice.
But yeah, again,
it's a long film, though. Long. If you were knackered, you'd be in the zone for it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to suggest for the next film.
Good after a couple of pints.
I think we shouldn't say it now. And between now and the next podcast, we're going to have the flight to LA.
I'll watch it on that.
So I think Josh should go just on that. And there's always a, you know, you can search
you
by.
You can just set, you pick whatever
classics.
You want. Then.
Classics.
Whatever's
exactly.
on the. What's we'll loaded just, in the screen.
Like, say, we'll go on the. There'll be genres, there'll be classics. Pick a classic you've not seen and you say, well, on the way here I watched. I feel like you have full attention there.
Hollywood classics.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll try that.
British cinema.
Do you know
cinema.
What's good sometimes?
I watched.
But wait there. Let's of what you did watch, what were you scoring out of 10? Josh's accurate scorecard.
Yeah, the really like accurate thing that when people listen to this, they go away and think, yeah, you know what?
I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I'm really, really into this.
I want someone to make a tea on the gig we do at Withenshaw Park, which we'll mention later on, but I want there to be a t-shirt of someone and like the names of the films and the scores of what Josh gives it.
I mean, fucking hell, that's a. I thought you were just going to say it says Josh on demand.
No, I want Josh on demand.
Who the hell would wear that?
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Josh on demand tees.
So what
maybe
I did
we should
see
do podcast.
Podcast merch.
It's not
pubcast.
Hard as it could be on a t-shirt.
Podcast merch. Maybe we should.
That'd be a good segue.
You know
I've got a couple of those.
If anyone would buy it, let us know. Because we're only going to do it if you buy it, we're not going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, these scores mean nothing, to be honest, but... I don't know. 7-4.
Nice.
You know what I mean? They're designed to make you laugh.
It
so,
works, man.
So it works, but yeah.
I hope everyone's at the edge of the seats now.
Yeah. That was. Can we go into It's Not Hard, is it? After you?
Of course
we can.
Of course, Joss.
This is a different take on it this week.
Thank you.
Because I was thinking about it's not hard, is it? You know, because it happens all the time, and we often say it. So I was like, you know what? I'll go into WhatsApp, which is where I converse the most digitally with my friends and family. And so I just punched in "it's not hard, is it?" or just "not hard, is it?" into the search field thing. And there was one was a $1.99 roast chicken sandwich that Tommy sent with the caption "not hard, is it?" Then another one where he's replying to a message of Jim Mack saying the gaff smelled of smoke for over a month, and Tommy says "not hard, is it?" And then so I thought I'd count how many times "it's not hard, is it?" has appeared in my WhatsApp. And it's approximately 240 times.
Fuck
really?
Off.
Mm.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot.
Yeah.
As a reference to us saying it, or just like in general?
So it's a combination of me saying it, my friends, you. That's just in WhatsApp.
Oh, that's good.
So that's 240. Not hard, is it?
Does anyone here not use WhatsApp? Because I don't use WhatsApp.
I use WhatsApp.
Everybody fucking uses it. Yeah, I'm like, I
don't get no mates, mate.
No, I've got mates. I just don't speak on WhatsApp.
Do you know what mine is?
I've got a few groups.
Actually, to be honest with you, Tom, I don't really speak to anyone anyway, so maybe you're right.
It's good for groups. It's good for groups.
I'll speak to you more, mate, if you want.
I'm still Facebook messaging, mate.
Are you actually?
Yeah, with like all my schoolmates.
Oh, so your school chat's on
Facebook? Yeah, it's Facebook.
That's old school. My school chat's on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Ryan Ellis. Who's shout out, it's his 30th birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're going to meet him for a pint in a bit.
We are going to meet him for a pint, yeah.
There's quite a few of him saying it's not hard, is it? So there's one.
I've got a lot from him on WhatsApp.
I got a keg in lockdown.
The Stella one.
Which more Stella. So you came round for some drinks around Christmas time. I said, oh, I've got a keg with proper pint. And he was like, how many pints is in it? I said, 10 pints per keg. And he put, it's not hard, is it?
Do you know what? That was a rough night, that.
What?
If I remember rightly, Tom.
One of the most pissed I've ever been.
It was when he just lifted.
Is that a story to tell?
The lockdown rules.
He eased the lockdown band.
No, when I came round.
Oh, yeah. That was that. We all went.
They're all
fine. It was wild.
We all went in.
He's one of me cooking a tomahawk. I've sent him a gif of a tomahawk. He's put, not hard, is it?
Oh, you cooked that for me, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Send the lager and the gif, don't you?
Yeah, just of the fizz.
The fizz.
Me
yeah.
and you said Alhambra. Glass.
Ooh, Alhambra.
Oh, I tell you what, could do a thingy now, you know.
A what?
Pint of Europe.
A beer.
Point.
So we're going to go after this. We're getting some food, actually, Grapes. By the way. Anyone else got anything they'd like to add? Anyone got a negative YouTube comment?
I've got one.
You
got a negative YouTube comment?
We're flying straight into this like next this.
Yeah,
section.
We're I've got it. Through.
You got it? Stored in the locker because my dog and bones in there.
Here we go. Negative YouTube. Flying through this, aren't we?
Reference to it. Yes, it's good. I like the pace. So this week's negative YouTube comment of the week comes from the medium of Instagram.
Oh, negative Instagram comment of the week.
I clocked it this morning. I was having coffee in bed. Coffee.
Seventh of the
coffee
day.
In bed.
And it was on the Mank Eats. Oh, that is some, yeah. Yeah. So our recent...
The interview you and T did?
No.
Oh, the reshare of the...
Within Shaw Park.
Which I think's a great promo video.
And one of the first comments is, I can't remember his name or his user, it's, why are they dressed like nonces?
Wow.
And I thought,
wow, tell you what,
you must have seen some pretty good, well-dressed nonces to comment that.
I mean, each their own, innit? What was he in, a trackie? 110s?
I didn't even bother going on his profile, to be honest with you. But if you go on that video, there's quite a few.
Oh, do you know what keeps annoying me at the moment?
Got a few on that one.
Have a look.
And it's pissing me off.
What?
Like really shit people going, they need an haircut. Needs to go to a barber.
I know a good barber if you need it.
Shut the fuck up.
That's a lazy insult, that one.
Do you know what? You know what does my fucking head in?
Let's,
this in this section, but I'm just going to say, it does mean when people say it, because it's like, no. I do you think I forgot about my hair that is growing? I don't want my hair.
It's a really dark world, the internet, isn't it?
we've got in and we're sad.
You know, like when you go and cut your hair, it's surface levels. Now, fuck me.
Twitter now. It's just hate.
Yeah,
I think it's always been hate.
It's awful.
Put you on a Twitter.
It's always been hate. The internet's a real... The anonymous side of the internet is quite a...
Yeah, it is. Like the way anyone can set up just like a random account.
Yeah, and start trolling people.
It's
usually people that are, you know, not quite happy themselves or... we've discussed before, but I've never really dished out any like comments like that.
Oh, there's another one. That is so cringe. The drummer. He's a nice guy. Lead singer is a nonce.
Wow.
Is that from the video?
That's from that.
How are they getting, I'm a nice guy? That's funny though, because we always say that, don't we? You always say nice guy until you know him.
Anyone else got any more negative comments at the found or?
Do you know what? I've got a positive comment.
Nah, go on then, why not?
Lame.
Yeah, which you know, I've not actually seen in person, but me and Tom were in London doing some promo the other day. Right. We were on Chris Miles' show. It was really nice of him to have us. And after that, we went for a drink with Louis Scorry.
My man.
If you don't know, Louis Scorry is the actor. He's not an actor.
Well, actor.
He's done some. He's been in, what was that film he was in?
1917.
1917, yeah, he's done a few. So I suppose he's an actor.
Should we set him up an IMDb?
Yeah. Well, he was in the video anyway. We're waffling. But he said, oh, mate, he's like, oh, I was looking at the comments the other day. and my dad left a comment.
Your dad?
No.
Oh, it's his.
Scorby's dad left a comment.
Yeah.
How cute is that? I think he said something like, "Great video, lads," with like a thumb. Standard dad, you know, the dad thumb.
Oh, classic.
And I was like, oh, that's dead.
But your room's a fucking mess. That's so shit.
Don't even live at home. That's the sort of shit people put in it. I've seen that on something before.
Oh, fucking dad.
I'm sure I've seen someone from one of your family members say, "Clean your room, Miles," or something like that.
It's always the way, isn't it?
Love from your uncle body bag.
Your
uncle Chris.
Yeah.
Never done a day's work in his life, that lad.
That would mean you.
Who is that?
Yeah, he's always just roaming
around.
You bump into him around Stockport, but I think he still thinks I'm like 15.
Oh, is this your uncle? Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, "Guys, you getting out of bed then these days?"
Yeah. You're like, "You've not seen you for ages, mate."
Yeah, it's like,
"Oh, yeah, and how are you?"
Didn't he?
And he just went, "Right, see you later."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the shopping bag.
Not distant, but semi like distant family members that are funny when you bump into them, aren't they? Yeah, you've not seen them for like 5 years. Mm. It's interesting.
But they still think like you're, like you said then, Tom, they still think you like live at home and like, "Do you want some fucking bullshit or what?"
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Bullshit.
Oh yeah, I told you not to do it, didn't I?
Yes. ADHD.
Joe, we've not got a proper soundtrack for bullshit. Check the email, is there one?
No. Well,
we've not got a theme tune for bullshit.
It goes bullshit.
Yeah, but it's just going bullshit.
Yeah, but that's enough, isn't it?
No, but I'm saying if someone's made a fucking full like theme tune.
I don't know if they have. Well, there we go. Upon request, Joey's asking for
a new bullshit theme.
Yeah, I think.
Got an idea for that one.
Fucking hell, Chaz is going to send one.
Get on the Joanna now.
Go on, get on the Joanna and do it.
What's your idea, Charlie? Come on, share.
It's more rhythm bass, to be honest with you.
Guitar?
Bass and drums.
What, do you want me to steal the drums? I'll do it if you know.
Bullshit! Bullshit, Joe's talking bullshit! Yeah? That'll do. Whatever that is.
Oh, shite.
How did that sound? Shit. Yeah. Right.
Did it sound shit?
Oh, we're getting the thumbs up.
Must be good then.
Get a thumbs up from our producer in the.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, man.
Must be good
Dom.
Then.
Yeah, producer Dom.
There we go. Anyway. Thanks for that, Chaz. I mean, if you've got a better one, send it in.
Thanks for ripping Destiny's Child off.
That's all right. You are?
Anyway, bullshit. Here we go. I was saying keep the emails up.
Dom, how was that?
You're so ugly.
That take?
Oh, yeah.
Love it. You got it?
Right, here we go. The phrase...
Here we go.
That turned out well comes from lathing wood.
Oh, because it's turned.
What's lathing wood?
You know how you make a chair leg? Or
spindle.
Spindle.
Right. Anything that you basically...
Chisel it.
Yeah, turn it.
That's where the lathing's got the name from.
Maddox. That turned out well.
That turned out well. Oh, that turned out well.
But I feel like things...
Lathing.
Things have probably turned out well quite long before the lathe came about. But then again, how long's English been around?
Well, you're thinking about the propelled self, or the self...
Won't that lathing thing been around for a long time, though?
What's that, sorry? Before that lathe, you used to do it from like a piece, a bow, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
a... So you're talking what... This is like a long time ago, isn't it?
Well, I remember them being...
Being introduced to when I was there.
Have you ever been to the Anson Engine Museum? They have the foot-operated bow lathes there. Well,
what year are they originated?
I mean, Jesus Christ. Well, then, I mean, it's as long as...
Loads of things. Think about, like, the first wheel had, like, spokes and things. That would have been lathed.
Mm. That turned out well.
Not the first wheel, like, obviously, but...
You never know, you. This is why...
Well, this is
it
why
sounds
it's a
like
segment,
it could be
it?
True, that one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, when you read like old like Shakespeare shit or like old stuff.
When I'm reading old poetry.
Shakespeare shit.
No, when you read like
old Shakespeare shit and you actually sit there and do this, read that, it makes me laugh.
No, like some, you might read it in school or I've read it sometimes looking for inspiration.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't imagine reading that turned out well. Do you know what I mean? It seems more of like a...
It's more of like
the last 100 years to me. That.
Well, it doesn't... I'm saying this now not to sway you in any way, but I'm just saying, is that just because it's a working class thing?
I'm also
like,
saying
to leave something like that turned out well wouldn't have been said in the higher class of Shakespeare. Why would you leave things? You know what I mean? It's only now. Yeah, it's like
but,
a working class.
Yeah,
it's like loads
but
of working
I think
class
things. Things did make its way into literature as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
What like? There's loads of phrases that didn't make it into literature back then that are old school phrases. Like I could.
It's not hard, is it? It's a few thousand years old, isn't it?
But Joe, you know what I'm saying, like, there's loads
Neolithic.
Of phrases. There's loads of phrases that you say now that come from.
I'm gonna go true. I think he's telling the truth.
That turned out well.
There's also a phrase that you'd say, "Oh, he's immaculately turned out." Do you know what I mean? Well turned out.
He's turned out well.
No, no. He's well turned out.
Yeah, but when you
dressed
that turned out well, you'd maybe say that more about like baking a cake or something, wouldn't you?
Or somebody who was a little shit.
That's what I'm saying. Where the phrase came from.
Using turn.
That's what it is, because it turned it and then that turned out well.
For something to turn.
Like the same. What you're saying, Charles, it's the same concept. It's like turned out
well. Let's just get it over with, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
Might as well.
Charles? Josh? Miles?
Yeah, I won't be listening, to be honest with you, but usually you're lying, usually you don't. So.
Hey up, there's Rich.
Hey up.
Hey up.
Hello.
Hey.
You good? So, what is it then?
Well, them two haven't said anything yet.
Yeah.
The whole rainbow thing, and then you had to do it again.
That's a studio story, actually.
We'll tell that after this. That's good.
Cheers
chat.
For that. Good.
Was that when we were doing the vote? Oh shit! Yeah.
But we'll go into that in a sec.
Anyway,
I'm calling
cheers,
bollocks.
Rich. Moving on.
Calling bollocks.
Yeah, I'm calling bollocks.
Bollocks. See you, Rich.
See you in a bit. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
See you then. Probably see you then.
We need to go for some lunch. Are you around for some beers tonight?
Nah.
Mood, innit?
Got a child.
Yeah, he's got a kid, hasn't
he? Yeah. I'll be up for like...
Let's get some dinner with Vicky
steak
and...
steak and frites.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That sounds good.
Yeah, but I don't think... I think Jay's like... He's not going to... You know, he's more of a daytime worker, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Let me know.
We'll sort something.
All right.
See you later. Yeah, I'm calling bullshit.
I'm saying... Yeah, I believe you on this one.
It's false.
Yeah.
I just went with my gut.
Where does it come from?
I don't have a fucking clue, so it might be true.
Sweet.
I just made it up the other day, heard it, and thought, like, well, as I say, always say to Josh, I really want a lathe.
You've been saying that for almost a decade.
Joe White's got one, hasn't he?
A mini one.
Still a lathe?
No, oh no, I was there when he, I'd love a lathe. Do you know, it makes me laugh, people who got lathes, they always just make the fucking mushrooms, don't they? Do you know what I mean? Fucking loads of them on Etsy.
I got one of them from Lime Park from about 15 years ago.
That's what I mean, yeah. It's like, no. Are you looking where it's from? Thank you.
Death Cap.
Death Cap for Cutie.
That was a good one, Joe.
Mushroom.
Thanks, mate.
That was a good
Death
one.
Cap. Thank you.
Cap, also a term for bullshit.
What?
Cap.
Oh, yeah, you're talking cap. Yeah. It's very American, isn't it?
Miles, give us a fact.
Oh, you got a fact?
Yeah.
Miles, give me a fact.
It's funny how your section is basically you potentially giving us a fact, but sometimes it's fake, and then we go into an actual
Miles,
fact.
I'm always well prepared, me.
Miles, give me a fact.
It is possible for a professional mime to forget his voice.
Wow. Ooh.
Sorry, I've completely read that wrong.
Oh. So that's bullshit then.
It is possible for a professional. Well, you know, it makes. And I changed the word because I thought, right, anyway. You'll know what I mean. It is possible for a professional mimic to forget his voice.
What's a professional mimic?
Well, that's what I thought. That's why I changed it to a mime.
No, no, it's someone who is like does impressions.
An impressionist.
Yeah. Alistair McGowan.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, do you remember that program?
Do you remember him?
Sven. Oh, he did Sven Goran Eriksson, did he?
That's early, late 90s.
He was the OG.
Say it again. What voice?
So, you know, because they're always interpreting like, other people being an impressionist, you know, it's difficult.
That doesn't surprise. Look at the guy who played Elvis just speaks like Elvis now, doesn't he?
He does.
I was going to say, look at people who go to like Austin America Butler. For ages and that.
Yeah,
transatlantic. You know what I mean? Like, to get like a transatlantic accent, don't they?
Ringo.
Ringo.
And.
I remember when we went to America.
I was doing the Skechers advert, and.
We went the other way once when we went to America a few years ago. I came back more like this.
More mank,
but it was like proper mank.
Because sometimes you do that to just be like...
Stop pop mank. But yeah, I prefer that than speaking like American.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear if you lived in America for like a year, your accent would change.
I think it wouldn't.
I think it would, because you just said you spent... The more time you spent with us, you went more mank. So if you went...
Yeah, but I'm with you anyway. So it don't make sense.
Yeah, but it would have been like an intense tour, like all the time.
Yeah, but I'm
it?
Always like that.
You know what I'm saying? If you went to America on your own and came back, you would.
Well, if someone was to fucking pay for it, then I would.
Do you what? If I'd fucking love Miles, it would transatlantic.
Put
a bit of American accent on now and just say, "Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
What region?
Fucking hell, you're not good.
New York.
Go on, then.
What do they sound like from there?
New York.
You've just done it. What's up? Email us up. No, it's not. It's not
doing today.
How are you doing? No. No, I was going to full on go into it.
Go on,
I'm not doing it.
Please, come on,
nah,
please.
It's cringy,
please.
This has been
funny.
The best bit of this episode.
The podcast,
in your
give me. Let's have a conversation.
Dom agrees. It's the best part.
What do I do for tea tonight?
Well. I'm feeling fucking tragic here. I'm feeling so tragic.
One phrase.
Chaz, you do it.
One phrase. What do you want to do tonight?
I'm not doing it. I've got stage fright.
Just go on. One phrase.
I've got stage fright.
You're just one with phrase. Your friends here.
No, come on, Chaz has done it before.
Chaz did Sonny Marquise, remember?
Come on. Sonny Marquise. Right, come on.
Where do you think we should go for tea?
Just say something quick.
I don't know.
Come on.
That's all you're fucking getting. I don't know.
I don't know.
That was pretty good.
Was it?
Hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, I enjoyed that.
It's the way you're holding the mic.
I've never felt so embarrassed. Oh. Weird, isn't it? Oh. Right, okay.
I've got a Gino Does My Head In. If you want to hit the jingle.
Okay, go on then. I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry. No, carry on.
ADHD.
I don't know
what is it?
You know what does my head in? You know what does my head in? Mess does my head in.
You're doing my head in. Miles does my head in. Fucking you.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Pick one or two, Tom.
Two.
Nice. Well, in that case, it's... You know what does my fucking head in? People who watch TikToks on the train or public area loud.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do that, but with Facebook stories.
No, you're saying about if we're together, I wouldn't do it in like a train or a fucking public area. I would never do that.
Yeah, I've been sat on the train often and someone's just blasting out some shit.
It's crazy, isn't it?
We had a guy, honestly, he was on TikTok or something and he was just blaring out all this stuff and he was going, just flicking through it and it was like, it was so loud. It was like obnoxious and everyone was like looking at him.
It's all right if it's like... Like low to medium volume, especially on public transport when it's already loud. You know, if you can just about hear it, then it's fine.
I think
you should have headphones in if you're playing stuff on public transport. I think it should be a blanket. I think they actually should have signs on the train that say it.
Didn't you get fucking told off though for editing on your fucking laptop? Do you remember that?
Okay. Yeah, no. And I was like, I shouldn't be doing that. And then I put my headphones in. Because if the signs would have been there, I would have just done it straight away. Do you know what I'm saying?
The other thing is, you know, sometimes, like, I think it's got something to do with the time of day. And how busy it is. If it's not that busy and there's a bit of space, I think that's all right.
I just don't get why you wouldn't wear headphones when you're on your
some
own.
Some people don't have headphones.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying, I think it's all right.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I think it's all right if you, like, say if I'm at one end of the train and, like, the only other person is, say, Josh, who's right on the other end, I think that's all right. You can get away. It's not It's not as invasive.
I think you can do it if it's not loud. If it's like this... Right.
No, I just think it's more about how busy it is.
I've never been on a bus or a train when it's this quiet. Listen to how quiet this is. Never. when it's like this.
Why you didn't even play anything?
I mean, this is Born Slippy. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't. It does my head in.
I was on a train once going... to
was it the steam one?
Going to Liverpool actually, and I was meeting some friends. What's that?
Steam.
The steam train. yeah, the steam locomotive. And I was at Oxford Road meeting some friends to then come here just for a day out. And
lame.
On the way, I had my headphones in, and just behind me, like you know, in your peripheral vision, you can just like see people and like. And they were right behind me, and it was just this. I was sat there like this.
30 seconds.
Occasionally going.
I've had that before.
That's happened to me. You know, we walk into a shop and they've obviously seen you, or like a cafe, and they put it on and you're just awkward for three minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you, how do you react to that? It's a very first world fucking problem, isn't it?
Yeah, but I know.
Do you know what I mean? It just makes you cringe. It's like,
the guy,
hiya guys. It's like, what do you do?
I go rock climbing and the guy knows I hate it, so he always does it now to wind me up. It's funny.
What puts it on when you go rock climbing?
That's all right though, because it's funny. Right, yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Because like, if you were like, just in some, if you were in like TK Maxx and it just came on, yeah, you'd kind of get like a, yeah, it'd be like, oh,
you
get
the fake buzz versions in B&Q.
Yeah.
The PRS3 versions.
I know what you mean. If it comes on something like that,
naturally, it's like, oh, it's funny. It's like funny.
And you get a little buzz, aren't you?
But
like,
if someone's
proud
put
of yourself,
it on, it's a bit like, ugh.
It's when someone's put it on. I agree.
It's happened before when with like my schoolmates and stuff like that. I'm just sat there and I'm like, oh, it's just dead awkward.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
it's funny though, isn't it? Yeah. We had a complaint actually for the podcast.
Yeah, we did. Swearing.
Too much swearing.
Oh, yeah, too much swearing.
It should probably be...
fucking really sorry.
I knew that was going to happen.
I'm sure we have like... You know, it says mature audience.
Yeah, it says explicit next to it.
It is explicit.
Do you know what? Some people are offended by swearing.
Well, I was going to say, some people are, but we're not.
I think it's because we're dirty northerners, that's what it is, isn't it?
You're taking us, this is us on... just as we are face value. And unfortunately, it takes more effort to not swear.
Just part of our vocab,
which,
isn't it?
Going into...
And also, if you don't want us, we don't want to swear, there's loads of interviews that we've done where we never swear. So,
which this goes into a story which we got reminded by Rich, is when we had to completely re-record our Christmas music video, like audio part. We had a few beers and we were swearing every 2 seconds.
Oh, is that what it was?
It was too much swearing. It was on email.
Was it?
We were swearing too much, said it's a bit too much swearing. It was like,
it was every other word,
and it was like hard swearing,
constant.
It was funny that though, wasn't it?
It was almost like a South Park parody.
It was levered, weren't we?
We just got a crate in. I don't know if I remember, it's Christmas Eve Sole Purpose full music video on YouTube.
It's the stop motion thing, it's a good little video.
It's got
a full like video on it before, I feel full storyline.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes.
And the bit with Lloyd, we were like, yeah, like that bit. We got a crate in and we actually did it in person, sat around like this, didn't we? And yeah, there's just so much swearing in it. There was another story about an intern that was in there working.
Yeah. Won't name any names. I mean, I don't remember the name anyway, but
we were rehearsing for something, weren't we?
Yeah, and it was a Radio 1 live lounge, And we were doing it.
It was in the old Park Street.
Yeah, the person got absolutely tanked up behind the desk and started giving a shit in the voice back. Like, we were rehearsing for this thing, like, stressed out, and they were like, fucking shit.
Not seen you since.
It's fucking wanky. It's funny though, isn't it?
Any more sediments?
Sediments. I mean, this is the fan bit.
Yeah, let's do some fan questions.
This is the fan bit. Tune. This is the fan
Tune.
Bit.
Every time. So, again, I should have gone on these before we did it because there's jingles, but that's part of the nature, the rogue nature of jingles. Basically selling lies. But Joe, message you, has put, Hi. My name is Joe Hewitt. Please see my lovely version I made of your theme while I should have been working instead.
Love that.
Do you know that meme? When it's like the porn meme. I'd love it if someone sent that. Do you want to just go, do that to myself next time.
That one, yeah, it's got...
Wow. Harmonised.
Do you know what it reminded me of that? And it's a nice mention, Friends.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry.
Rest in peace.
Very 90s.
Quite top tier as well.
Yeah.
It's got a great feel, that, Joe.
Nice.
Fair.
Is there,
it's good.
It's like phased, isn't it?
Is there a harmoniser on the bass doing fifths? Listen at the end. I mean, it's very niche for you.
I've got a question for you.
Me?
You know when you say stuff like doing fifths?
Yeah.
Do you actually know? Do you think that's a fifth?
Well, because it's on a bass, it'd be too muddy if it was thirds. But I don't know why anyone would put a fifth on a bass anyway.
Why not?
But it sounds...
Why aren't more people?
I don't know.
Well, I do play a
chord
at the end.
I'm not pitch perfect now. What's that?
There's a chord at the end.
Yeah?
Accordion.
Good, that. Right. Any more?
Well, oh, yeah, shit, fucking hell, sorry about that.
Right, thanks for coming.
There's something big we need to talk about at the end as well.
Yeah. Right, there's one here that says 192. It's just 192 from Darcy. Why does the one...
What the fuck happened? It's just 192 from Darcy by. What the hell are you speaking of language? I thought I was going crazy.
Hello. Right, start again.
Are you in your camera?
Try
shot?
Again.
It says 192 by Darcy. Why does the 192 always stink of piss?
I think it's because people actively piss on the 192.
You probably. Regularly take the 192, actually, don't you, Josh?
Fuck you.
This is always a fun one. This is by Cassie MK. All the best. To all of you, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
P.S. I love you all. Squillient. Love you
I
all,
think
squillion.
We've been asked this before.
Should we just do it fast and not get into a big debate?
I think it's funny, though, because I love you.
It's just bullshit, though, isn't it?
I love how annoyed they make you. They're not real and they piss you off.
You've got some fucking Miles has had some great theories in the past. Anyway. He's saying, why are all ghosts Victorian?
Oh, we discussed it last episode.
He's also said there's too many. I don't think they're real.
But I don't either, but it still creeps me. Some things creep me out.
Yeah, I do get creeped
out
sometimes.
Yeah, right. It's like association, isn't it?
There's vibes, isn't it, sometimes? You know, you get, it's like little things like when you're walking up the stairs at night.
It's all association.
All of a sudden you go, ooh, just
if you're on a beach with a bear, you don't get scared, do you?
There's a tile.
That is good.
Yeah. But if you're in your house and it's fucking 2 a.m. and you hear a weird noise.
Oh, I have like night terrors occasionally.
Oh dear.
And it's always the same thing. Tommy finds this one fucking hilarious.
Another shout.
Sorry, it's just I can just picture him crying at it, but it's like this person aggressively, you know, like French doors,
yeah.
So like big glass doors. It's someone trying to get in like that. You know what I mean? I'm just stood there going, oh, it's fucking right in front of me, looking in the eyes. You know what I mean? But not being able to move.
Do you know what's funny? When you do stuff like that, you're like really acting something out because you never really move
do
like
what,
that.
Do you know what it is? It's quite like the Australian guy doing the
yeah,
dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dogs. And the dogs came.
Got a lot of time for that.
Oh, Miles, any more?
Yeah, we'll finish for this one.
No, will we know?
Mm-hmm.
How long have we been on?
About 50 minutes.
We've got another thing off this, haven't we? Go on.
This one's interesting. It's from Naomi, and it says, giving up the toast, bread edition. It says, hiya lads, moved into a flat with my boyfriend and tried to bake something nice. Safe to say, we had to give up the toast because this was a flop. Here's our signature bake. Don't know if the vid will load. Will be a bit shit if it doesn't. Well, luckily for you, it does load. I'll show you first.
Soft voice.
Jesus wept.
Fucking hell.
That'd take your cheetles out, though, wouldn't it?
Shitting hell. That was like a sound effect at the end there. So you can see here, this bread is just like a fucking brick.
Yeah, wow.
Brick bread.
Wow. Jesus, you could have solved some other problems there, though. Like,
you could use that as like percussion or something, couldn't they?
Foley.
Snare.
Playing the bread. Do you know what?
Playing the bread.
I like that, thank you.
Yeah.
If you want to send any more bread in...
Don't start sending bread videos in. What's the email, Miles?
Blossoms Pub
paints a thousand words.
Didn't someone do jingle
someone
for
said,
this?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know what it is. Blossoms Pubcast at Gmail. I'm not lazy. You fucking do it then, you little dickhead. I do it all, you cunt. What are you doing? Shout.
He's so aggressive.
Do you want to know?
Don't cut that out.
He'll fucking edit
it
out.
I'll keep it in for you. I'll find it, you dick.
I'm a fucking lazy. You do something, you fucking
I should have been a teaser.
What's it called? Who was he called? It was Joshua, wasn't it, that did it?
Yeah.
Josh Quay.
Oh, Huddersfield.
No, it was someone
actually
else,
wasn't him.
Or was it not?
What's that?
Type in jingle.
There.
Which one?
Podcast jingle. Straight away, the first one.
That one? No, that's what we've just listened to now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Right.
It's the email address jingle, isn't
it?
It's the email section of the podcast where fans write in and ask questions. The email section of the podcast.
Don't even
no, that's
say
not
the email
right one. Is it the... Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God, guys. Patience.
Section of the podcast where fans write in and ask questions. The email section of the podcast. That's blossomspubcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
Right, there you go. What's that email again?
blossomspubcast@gmail.com.
You got it.
What were you saying we've got to talk about?
Well, this should go out on Thursday.
Oh, the gig.
Is it Friday?
That's Thursday. We know we put a podcast out. Mm-hmm.
So this will be out Thursday.
So this will be out.
If anyone's wondering, today's Monday that we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So what fucking
cool.
You just don't know, do you? It's just happy behind the scenes, isn't it?
Someone there going, I wonder what day they record that.
I would.
Miles has answered it for you.
Got an itchy roof of a mouth.
I'm gonna say something else.
It's got an itchy roof of a mouth.
Ring.
Right.
But your ring's ring destroyed. Way.
This is why I don't do this in the evenings.
We're just blowing up the fucking mic, isn't it?
Sorry, fucking hell. Yeah,
sorry, Dom.
We've got a massive gig coming up. It goes on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
It does.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
we implore you to buy tickets.
No, it's true. Do you know what I mean? It's a big deal for us, and it's our biggest ever gig.
You could be listening on fucking Saturday.
I know, and you have to.
You might have missed tickets. Or it might be sold out.
Oh, you could be listening
no.
to
him. Oh, no. You're being so negative.
I'm not being negative. I think it'll do well. I don't think it'll sell out immediately. It's a lot of tickets to sell off the bat, isn't it?
Let's be a bit more positive, though.
People will want to see this insight.
People be listening and go, oh yeah, no, if they go and try and get someone Saturday,
so what,
and
flyers out in Great Moor really shift some tickets.
Yeah. I saw
someone in a vape shop the other day. So that's
going
to
be busy. Everyone smokes vapes these days.
Yeah, well, no, they're banning them, so.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, no, they're banning disposable ones.
Yeah, fair.
Anyway, I'm only messing. It might do. I might be pleasantly surprised.
No one knows, do they? But I'm proper excited about it.
Yeah, I am.
And I
Your
hope
boys
everyone,
are back.
I hope everyone does, plan. Does realize, right, realize how tram. Much we appreciate people buying tickets.
Of course.
Straight away. It's massive, isn't it?
Borderline begging at this point, aren't we? So it's
no, it's not
knows.
Begging. Look, I feel like some
begging
people.
Come to Windsor Park, baby.
But yeah, no.
Quite
I think it's
London, though, isn't it?
I was going to say, I think it's important to mention because you were saying then you're like, oh, cheers, mate.
Cheers, thanking of
nice
you.
Nice so what I was saying, yeah, I was like, I think it's important to say thanks or say we really appreciate it, and it's not begging. I just think it's important because I don't
I was joking.
Enough people say it or have the chance to say it or are scared of coming across.
It's just expected
like,
half the time, isn't it? Like,
you know
with
the
tour come, it's like nice to thank and like,
yeah, no, it
be
is.
A bit
oh,
more
God,
like,
be grateful.
Be a bit more of like, you know, talking about
yeah,
it
no,
all and stuff.
I mean,
you know,
and it is like, it's a massive thing, isn't it? If without them, this wouldn't be our job. So thanks very much.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, so no, I'll just finish from the end of that. We'll just call it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, thanks very much.
Cheers.
The other thing is, this podcast was done from Liverpool. Next week, the podcast.
Los Angeles, California.
CA.
I'm looking forward to
GTA.
It. We've not, when was the last time we were on a plane together?
Last year, Italia.
Sorry.
Not all together on that.
We booked our seats, didn't we? In economy. Yep. The aisle seats and the window seats.
Yeah.
So that's
fine. You've not sorted mine yet, have you?
You're not on our booking.
Let me have a look.
I can't.
Do you know why that is?
And
yeah, because I'm an extraordinary
alien.
Right, I'm going home.
See you in a bit.
We're going with her.
Where are we going to go for tea? What are we going
to
do?
Oh, yeah. We need to pick tea. Do you know what? Let's leave it there and then fucking go for tea. Again, tickets on sale. What time do they go on sale, Miles?
10.
Yep, that's right.
Is
when
it?
Do they go on sale,
so,
Tom?
Oh, yeah, 10 a.m. Friday, the 10th of November.
10 a.m. It's 10:11.
Hey.
10 for the 10th, 11 8. No, where's 11 come from?
The month.
Oh, well done.
It's cursed, the number 11, isn't it?
So it's 10 a.m. on the 10th.
Yes.
On the 11th month.
And so, we'll leave you with Tom's thoughts.
Please get
on,
tickets.
I think ghosts.
We'll have a link or something, won't we, to buy tickets or something? I don't know. We'll fucking
blah,
talk.
Blah,
we'll,
blah,
next
blah.
Time we speak to you, you know, hey, see you later. It's a Yo, maybe Miles will read emails before the
year. Oh, yeah. Be a bit more organised. Cheers.
Let's do a sync. Live from Blossoms HQ.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.